Our next lecture about how being servant or priest, how to be guided by the Holy Spirit. As you know, the Holy Spirit is our authority, our power, our grace. We worth nothing without the Holy Spirit. But the problem is that sometimes we servants or priests, we may live our life without the guidance of the Holy Spirit. It was written, then Jesus, being filled with the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit. So being filled with the Spirit is different from being led by the Spirit. We need to be led by the Spirit or guided by the Spirit all through our life. Also, the Lord said, the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. So the Holy Spirit inside our hearts will teach us what to do and will remind us with the words of the Lord. Also, St. Paul said, the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can be know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he who is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is rightly judged by no one. Also in Romans chapter 8, he said, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. So we will be considered as sons of God only if the Holy Spirit leading us. In the book of Acts, we can see clearly how was the guidance or the lead of the Spirit to the apostles. Now when they had gone through Phrygia and region of Galatia, they were forbidden by the Holy Spirit to preach the word in Asia. After they had come to Mysia, they tried to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit did not permit them. So here, the guidance of the Spirit is clear. The Spirit is leading the apostles when to speak, when to stop, where to go, and what to do. What are the types of being unguided by the Holy Spirit? How one may deviate out of the guidance of the Holy Spirit. The first type of this, if anyone deviated away from the Orthodox faith, he is losing the lead or the guidance of the Holy Spirit. That's why St. John was saying, check the Spirit, because not all the spirits are the Holy Spirit. Also, another problem, if any priest or servant deviated from the goal, he lost the goal of the kingdom of heaven. He is busy with this kingdom. In this case, he is losing the guidance of the Spirit. Also, somebody may be deviated away from the right way if he cares much for what we call false fruits or untrue results. When somebody cares for the number of people listening to him or following him, but not the right way. So in this case, he is losing the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Another reason of losing this guidance is when we cannot love each other. When we lose love, we lose the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Also, another reason of losing this guidance of the Spirit, when we care much for the dignity, for being the first, the important one, for the pride of the priest or the servant, this line is away from the right track. Another reason of losing this lead of the Spirit, when somebody is busy with his lusts, with his sins, living busy with the money and following the evil, whatever sin, in this case he will never listen to the Holy Spirit. Now it's the question, how can we be led by the Holy Spirit? How? How we can enjoy our service always guided by the Holy Spirit? The first point is being a disciple or submissive to the church and church teaching and tradition. although St. Paul was full of the Spirit and the Spirit gifts, yet he was following the teaching of his fathers or the disciples before him. As was written in the Acts chapter 16, they went through the cities, they delivered to them the decrees to keep, which were determined by the apostles and elders at Jerusalem. Also, he said to his disciple, you have carefully followed my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, love, perseverance, persecutions, afflictions, which happened to me at Antioch. See, as St. Paul was a great saint, he was taking care of his disciple Timothy. He is ordering him to follow his doctrine and his steps, and in this way he will be led by the Spirit. St. John spoke about one of the priests or the servants in one city. He said, I wrote to the church, but Eutrephus, who loves to have the preeminence among them, does not receive us. Therefore I come, I will call to mind his deeds, which he does, prating against us with malicious words. The second point, in order to be led by the Spirit, one should be filled with God's word. Because when you are happy with the word of God, busy thinking of the word of God, the Spirit can easily guide your way. Remember the words of the Lord himself, it's the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are Spirit and they are life. Again, the Bible said, knowing this first, that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation. For prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke, and they were moved by the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit wrote the book, wrote the word, and the word will fill us with the Spirit. So again, in order to be led by the Spirit, we need to be a good disciple to the church. Secondly, we need to read the Bible carefully. The third point, we need to pray and repent continuously. Remember, St. Paul was led by his mind first, and he saw that he is doing the right thing. But when he repented, he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what do you want me to do? At this minute, he started to be guided by the Spirit. Because he repented, he prayed, he asked to know what exactly the Lord wants him to do, so his way was changed to the right. As if we are saying, just ask God in praying and reading the Bible, and ask your church in the order and the priest. So by asking God in praying and reading the Bible, and asking the church by following my father of confession and following the order of the church, in this case, I am guided by the Spirit. Again, I'm repeating, in order to be led by the Spirit, first of all, keep yourself as always as a disciple to the church. Second point, enjoy and go deeper in the Bible, read the Bible carefully. The third point, continue in your praying and repentant life. The fourth point, be humble always and love everyone. Remember always St. John the Baptist, because he is a great priest in the history. He was saying, he must increase, but I must decrease. So this man was led by the Holy Spirit all over his life, and the Lord himself witnessed to him. Also, St. Paul was always led by the Spirit, and he said once, none of these things move me, nor do I count my life dear to myself, so that I may finish my race with joy, and the ministry which I received from the Lord Jesus. So he considered things around valueless, but only his service given from the Lord. He was humble, very much humble, and he counted his life with no value. Humbleness and love are always clear in your way how to see others. It was written by St. Paul, let each of you look out not only for his own interests, but also for the interests of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. I want to finish with the word of St. Macarius. You know St. Macarius, the old monk in Egypt. He said once that the goal of our spiritual life is to be led all time by the Holy Spirit. Our goal in life is to be guided all time by the Holy Spirit. And again, in order to be led by the Holy Spirit, we need to live our life as disciples. We need to read the Bible and eat the Bible in a good way. We need to love everyone and be humble. And also, we need, last one, to pray and repent all the time. Glory to God. Amen.